Hey guys, welcome to this Quick Take episode. We're so excited to have you here with us. In the past, these Quick Take episodes actually were only available to those who financially supported the show through Apple subscriptions and Patreon.
But due to popular demand, we have decided to shake up the perks for our supporters and will be releasing these Quick Takes on Saturdays to everyone, giving you all some extra free content that was previously unavailable to the public.
And these Quick Takes are a little more laid back, and they're hosted by just one of us. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this Quick Take episode.
Shazam!
Boom!
Hey everybody, it's Josh, and I am back with another Gaming Quick Takes. Okay, as I mentioned in my previous one, I'm going to dive into the world of VR gaming just a little bit. If you don't have a VR system, find somebody that does because they're incredible. Don't worry, I'm not going to talk about VR games forever, but it is a subject that I am passionate about. I love VR gaming. I think the technology is absolutely incredible. And in the last Quick Takes, I told you why I think you should pick up an Oculus Quest 2. But as promised, I am going to talk about a few games that are in VR that make the whole experience worth it. And obviously, you can't talk VR gaming unless you bring up Half-Life Alyx. Now, Half-Life Alyx is a Steam exclusive. So wait a minute, Josh, how do I play Half-Life Alyx on my Oculus Quest 2? Well, that's a good question, but there is a very, very easy solution. They have been improving the Oculus Quest 2 for quite some time now. It used to be that if you wanted to play other games besides the ones that you could download straight to the Oculus, you had to have a big long cable. They charged you like $80 for it. You plugged it into your PC and it played on your PC, but it routed the video to the headset. What they've done is through a recent update, they've gotten rid of that. They call it Air Link now instead of Oculus Link, and it will just stream the data directly to your headset over Wi-Fi. Now, you do have to have a good Wi-Fi connection for that, but it works pretty flawlessly. And what this does is it takes the limitations of the Oculus Quest 2 away completely. As long as you've got a capable PC that can play these games, then you can do it wirelessly and you can play any Steam VR game on the Oculus Quest. It's honestly a pretty phenomenal perk that they built into it and that they've been developing. I got to give them kudos because they could have just tried to keep it exclusive and they didn't. So that's how you play Half-Life Alyx. Now, what is this game about? If you don't know anything about the Half-Life universe, I get it. They're older games, but these games were absolutely groundbreaking when they came out. And Half-Life Alyx, Alyx is the daughter of the Gordon Freeman's buddy. I can't even think of the guy's name right now. So total brain fart. But you play as her. This is an entirely 3D world. You start off like on a balcony in the city, and these huge creatures like walk over you, and there's this vault that's up in the sky, and you can see all these cables, and there's just so much going on. You just kind of pause for a minute and you just take it all in, and it is all you can really say is just wow. The graphics in Half-Life Alyx are better than any game I think I have ever seen in VR. And on this balcony, there's a ton of stuff that you can just interact with. Legitimately, I think I spent the first 30 to 40 minutes in this game on this little balcony, just picking things up, looking at them, throwing them over the side of the balcony. Looking around, there's like a plant that's in a pot that's in the corner, and you can crouch down and like move your head and look at the different leaves. It's really hard to describe to somebody, but I'm telling you, there's nothing like it in the world. Like that's a bold claim, but it's very true. Other than standing on a balcony and looking around, what do you do in this game? Well, this is a full-fledged AAA title. So there's adventure, there's combat, there's exploration, there's secrets, there's great storytelling and characters, there's wow moments that you come across. It really has everything that you could hope for in a VR game. You progress through this city. This city is on lockdown by the evil forces. You know, you're trying to make your way around. Bad things happen. You come across the monsters, the little head crab things that are in this. You come across the zombies when they control those. But what's really cool is the combat system in this. It is a shooter in that regard, but you get some very cool abilities. You can actually chuck grenades and stuff like that. So the gunplay is very tight. It feels very good. There's a lot of puzzle solving and things like that. None of it's too brain bending, but it definitely makes you interact with the world around you. Like, that's the fun of VR, right? Is you want to reach out, you want to grab something, you want to press a button, you want to turn a dial. All those things exist in Half-Life Alyx, but when they couple that with phenomenal graphics where you feel like you are actually living in this world, that is an accomplishment. When you feel like you are in a gunfight with these enemies, you know, whether they're the headcrabs or humans, you know, you're ducking, you're hiding behind cover, you're chucking grenades. You're like one of the cool things is in this game, to heal yourself, you have these little syringes. So you have to like grab this syringe off your hip and then you have to stab yourself with it to make it actually work. It all feels real and it all works. The characters in this game, I mean, you interact with them, you talk to them, you feel like you're talking to people, you're really getting invested in the story. It's such an experience that it is one of those things where everybody, I genuinely feel this way, everybody in the world should play Half-Life Alyx to have their minds blown and see what VR is actually capable of, because I feel like this pushes it to its limit. And it is everything that people wanted a VR game to be. Now, it's pricey. It's like $60. You could probably pick it up a little bit cheaper than that. But, you know, it's worth every penny. The experience is something that you can't explain to somebody. They have to just be in the VR and going through these motions. You know, there's times where you're up on top of a building, like on a catwalk, and the sense of height is phenomenal. Like, I'm scared of heights. I don't like those ones, man. Like, they kind of freak me out a little bit, but that's what it does. It completely tricks your brain and your eyes and your body into feeling like you are actually in this world. And let's be honest, that's what video gaming is about. I mean, we play games to escape, you know, reality and have fun and interact with things. And Half-Life Alyx just fits the bill perfectly. So I can't recommend it enough. I'm going to group together some VR games in the next one so that, again, I'm not talking VR for the next few months. But man, I could just go on about how fun these games are and how fun the experiences are. If you own an Oculus Quest 2 and you have not picked up Half-Life Alyx, you are missing out. Believe me, save up your money, buy this game right away, because I guarantee you will not regret it. If you're on the fence about a VR headset, Half-Life Alyx is the tipping point for you, to be honest. Like I said, there's reasons people buy consoles, and Half-Life Alyx is the reason to get into VR. So that's it for me on this Quick Takes episode. Again, thank you. I mean, we really mean this. I know we say it all the time, but thank you for your support. We could not do this without you. We are eternally grateful for it. I hope you're enjoying these Quick Take episodes. If you have suggestions or there's things you want us to talk about, you know, come to Discord server, hit us up. We want to talk about things that interest you. And, you know, if we can do that, then we're certainly happy to try. So, all right, that's it for me for this episode. Hope you guys have a great day. We'll be right back.